This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Ellison Hubbard, former CSU Ram, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
With the eighth pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Atlanta Falcons select Michael Penix Jr.
Well, there it is.
Washington. Woo!
That is the first surprise of the NFL Draft, to say the least.
And the question is, why? That's the question right now. And joining me now, great friend of mine, former CSU Ram. He was our first ever NIL radio show guy, and he's a Georgia guy, so he's been listening all morning to talk radio there in Atlanta, looking at what the Falcons did drafting Michael Penix Jr. Ellison Hubbard joining me now. Ellison, my man, always great to catch up with you, buddy.
Yeah, always great to talk to you, Brady, and to be here on the show. I'm just excited. It's been a long time, but I'm glad to be back on here.
Yeah, man, it has. But you and I were texting back and forth, and I'm like, "What's going on, bro? Talk to me about this." I would have said, if you would have texted me, you know, at 6 o'clock last night and said, "Hey, what are the chances you think the Falcons are going to take a quarterback?" I would have said 0.0. Ellison, what about you, man?
Right. And I would have said 0.0, same way. But way before the draft, way before we even picked up Kirk Cousins, and I've been talking to my boys and everything, I wanted Penix. I liked Penix. I liked the way he played. And he was a great quarterback, left-handed, kind of reminded us of Michael Vick, even though he didn't do all the running. And so I was like, if Falcons, you know, clear this house, Penix is going to be available, get him at 8. But then they signed Kirk Cousins. And so that changed everybody's mindset, especially with that $100 million plus that we just threw to him, right, coming off of an Achilles tear. I was shocked when we picked up Michael Penix. Not mad, but shocked, because we just signed Kirk Cousins to a deal.
Well, and Kirk, 4-year, $180 million deal. Right. It's just, it's year one of the Kirk Cousins experiment with Atlanta. And so to me, it's like, here's an opportunity. It reminds me of what the Packers did for so many years with Aaron Rodgers, was instead of drafting weapons for him or offensive linemen for him, they would draft defensive guys or eventually his replacement there with Jordan Love. So I was shocked with the move to not say, hey, like, I thought they were maybe going to go on the defensive side and get Latua, the edge rusher out of UCLA. I thought maybe they could go for more help on the O-line, but instead they go with a backup quarterback and a guy that's played a lot of college football. Angel was saying, hey, if Cousins plays out his 4 years for the Falcons, Penix is going to be 28 years old by the time he might actually get to start.
Right. And I'll tell you, it's been all over the place since last night. When I saw his name pop up, I was confused. A lot of people were very upset. A lot of people liked it. I think, and what you mentioned was the Green Bay Packers picking up Love. That is exactly what Raheem Morris said, is that they were following that mindset of what LaFleur did for the Packers. Now, it's good that we did that, because we're not going to believe in Heinicke. We saw what Heinicke did. Him and Ritter were absolutely terrible. So we needed somebody to step in. I just don't see why we went at number 8, when you're right, we should have got Fatu or Dallas Turner or somebody on the defensive side that we can actually get pressure. And that's what Kirk Cousins was mad about, is how come we didn't help. Not because offensively we went out and grabbed every wide receiver there possibly was. Mooney and I forgot the one from the Cardinals and the one from the Niners. I think his name was Ray Ray. So we grabbed all of those guys and brought them in. But then defensively, what are we doing? How are we helping defensively? I guess we're just going to go second, third round, fourth round, fifth, and beyond, and trust in those guys. But we needed a stable backup quarterback, and I guess Penix was the one.
So, Ellison, tell me this, man. What's the talk of surrounding the Falcons today? Because I know you are a sports radio junkie. I know you try to absorb as much sports information as you possibly can. I mean, is this like 90% negative, or are you hearing people on different shows and such say that maybe this isn't the worst thing in the world?
It's not 90% negative, but it's up there. It's up there as everybody's like, what did we just witness? And I saw on First Take this morning what Marcus Spears said. It wasn't so-called a stupid decision, but the first one in history to happen. When you sign a quarterback and Kirk Cousins for $180 million, and then you draft a quarterback first round, which is pretty much all your money. So that is what's shocking is, and everybody's trying to make sense of it. And, you know, listening to 680 The Fan down here in Georgia, I heard radio show hosts, they're just shocked because all of them were doing mock drafts, and they were Dallas Turner, Roma Dunsey, all of these other names. But Michael Penix wasn't it. Michael Penix would have been it if we didn't sign Kirk Cousins. But Michael Penix was the pick. And so everybody is kind of upset and thinking, well, this is the end, or the Falcons is not thinking about winning the playoffs or trying to go to the Super Bowl. They're thinking about the future, which is what I tweeted you back, and which I thought initially once we picked up Penix, which is true, is we're looking at towards the future. But what about right now? And there are some people who are trying to make sense of it and saying, well, we need a backup because if Kirk goes down with his Achilles, you know, he's older. He might not last long. Clearly, we saw Aaron Rodgers' first game of the season with his Achilles ruptured mid-game. So what if Kirk Cousins has some type of freak accident happen again? Are we going to rely, like I said, on Heineke? No. So that it's actually been some people trying to make sense of it and understand, which we're kind of coming towards because at this point it's already happened. But everybody's initial reaction was, what in the world were the Falcons thinking?
Well, Ellison, did you see the video? I don't think there's audio on it, but it's of the Falcons GM, Terry Fontenot, talking to owner Arthur Blank. And it almost looked like he was explaining himself to the owner of the Falcons. Did you see that?
I did see it. I was like, is he really explaining this? Was Arthur Blank not listening in on the draft pick? Or maybe he looked up and he was like, what did you just do?
Yeah.
It's like, and I guess Terry might explain that plan, which is, look at what happened to the Packers. And you see they just beat Dallas badly in the playoffs. So,
hey, did you ever see the movie Any Given Sunday?
Yes, I did.
That a lot of people are putting up. What was it? It was it Dennis Quaid was the older quarterback, and then Jamie Foxx was the young guy. They're basically saying that's what's going on in Atlanta right now.
And they think Kirk Cousins might be mad and not want to give. I don't know. I think Kirk Cousins was just more hurt that he didn't, you know, get notified not the day of the draft. But I would rather be, you know, told, okay, I'm signing you just so you know I want to pick up a quarterback so you can at least give him some knowledge. I think he's kind of more upset about that, concerned about that. I hope he doesn't take any animosity or any anger towards Penix, because Penix is a young guy that clearly is going to be here longer than you, because you're 36. You have, what, 2-3 more years, and then you can take your money and reside where you may. But you got to understand that we're going to need a franchise quarterback. So I hope those two get along and he gives them all the knowledge he can so Penix can be our next, you know, Michael Vick, Matt Ryan.
Well, and as much as, you know, and I love having you on because it's calmed me down a little bit too, because you think about it, it's a 4-year deal. I think somebody had mentioned, you know, the way his contract is constructed, it's guaranteed 2 years, so there's going to be options after year two. So, and you know, we're talking about maybe teams should get back to sitting their guys for a year, two, maybe even three. And I get that, and that kind of makes sense. The tough thing is, again, I can't get past it, is the age situation for Penix. If he was going to be, let's say, 25 by the time he took the reins, that's a difference. But 28, that's going to be tough.
Right. He's going to be a little bit older. Now, I heard a lot of things, right? That method right there is kind of like what my dad was telling me when Adazio became our coaches. Mm. He was redshirting players and then growing them up, which eventually then they'll start playing when they're older and more developed, which is actually a good plan when you can do it the right way. And I think that's what the Falcons saw, again, as the Packers did. That's what they're going to do. And a lot of the Atlanta radio hosts are saying, well, maybe Kirk Cousins, we're going to give him 2 years and boot him, right, and kind of give him a trade or whatever the case may be, and Penix should be ready in 2 years. If that's the case, and let's say Kirk Cousins hasn't showed us, then I'm excited for that. But if Kirk Cousins showed us that he can win and he goes to the playoffs consistently or he takes us far for the next 4 years, then, like you said, Penix, you're going to be pretty old, and you haven't really played a down of football in the NFL, and how does that look now, right? So it can either look good in the short term or it can look bad because now it's like Kirk Cousins did all the work and Penix really just sat there, and now we have to know, are we going to continue that winning or are we just going to start losing?
That was the story of the draft. There was a lot of unique things going on in that draft last night, historical draft, but that was the news there. Ellison, while I have you, what are your thoughts on your Rams now, man? I know you still keep up. I know you still follow CSU in all sports. Are they going to handle the Buffs at the Rocky Mountain Showdown Hub? What do you think, man?
Man, I'm going to be there in attendance. I promise.
You're going to be there? Okay, I'll be there too. Let's hang out.
Okay, let's do it. I truly believe, and I, you know, it's kind of scary that some guys are leaving, but I think the Rams can do this. If CU continues to have, you have Dylan Edwards leave, and you have that wide receiver, forget his name, but he also left. You know, it's kind of shaky, and I'm not saying that's going to mess up the whole program over there at CU, but they're not stable right now. So as long as we have some stability and we have guys continue to build off of what we have and new guys coming in like that, like Holker when he was here, I really think we have a chance, especially the way we played them last year. Not too many guys left, only a couple key guys, but we can replace that. It's still majority of the same team. Some of the same young guys I was playing ball with that are still there, that still have that same hatred, so to speak, that to beat CU, and I really can see them beating CU this year.
Yeah, man. Well, and it's going to be, I mean, the trash talk, everything. I mean, you've seen it, Hub. You've seen how nasty some of these fans can get. It's going to be absolutely wild, my friend. So let me know, because we definitely got to get together. We'll go to Crazy Carl's Pizza, man. That sounds like a good trip there.
I'm excited. Let's do it. I can't wait.
All right, my friend. Appreciate you. I know we'll be talking soon. So you enjoy the rest of, you enjoy the weekend, my friend.
Yes, sir. You too. And let's go Nuggets.
Let's go Nuggets. Let's sweep it tomorrow, huh? What do you think?
Let's do it. I think they will do it.
I think so too. Big Hub, let's go, man. Appreciate it.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Ellison Hubbard, great dude.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one, member FDIC.